Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Yud Zayin, which deals with Tochein, and we're talking about the topic of medications, and we spoke about vitamins. Just to clarify that point and move on to some other interesting halachas in regards to medications. So it comes out the following. If a person is a healthy person, and they do not have a need for vitamins, there's not a weakness that they're trying to address through taking vitamins, but rather they... believe that this is part of a good health regimen to take these type of items, so the person is not considered a chalosh, and one can take those vitamins on Shabbos. If a person however, does have a weakness, and the reason why they're taking vitamins is because they have some type of a vitamin deficiency, and these vitamins will help the person recover and their strength, that functions like a medication. And that's going to be problematic on Shabbos, and a person cannot take those vitamins. Okay, the next point over here in regards to taking medication. Chazal, not only did they ask for taking medication, they asked for other types of activity for refuah, which are related to the idea of taking medication. In other words, if we have an illness or a mechush, which can be addressed with either through medication or alternatively through some type of other activity, some type of other action. So Chazal ushered the action under the umbrella of the issur of taking medication, because a person will do that action, person will think you're allowed to take medication, because it's similar in their mind, they both address the same condition. And if you can do one, you can do the other. Next thing you know, the person taking medication, eventually he's going to come to grind, etc. If, however, you have some type of a corrective activity which cannot be done with medication, it can only be done in this physical form. So over there, a person is allowed to do that, even though they don't have the heter chelik ol haguf. For example, a person gets swelling on their body. They got a bruise and it's swelling. They want to take an ice pack, ice cubes, and they want to put it on the air there to reduce the swelling. So we do not have a medication right now which reduces swelling. So the only thing which does that is ice. So a person could put ice on that swelling to reduce the swelling. It's not considered a problem of refuah on Shabbos. People which wear put in bite plates and those type of things to adjust their teeth, they're doing a refuah, they're trying to fix their teeth. Well, yeah, but you can't take a pill and fix that. So those type of things, a person wants to wear some type of a brace. So all of those examples would be considered something which is mutter, because you cannot accomplish those with a pill. Let's say a person wants to exercise strenuously, which will build up a sweat. So the idea of building up a sweat, there are certain benefits to the body, that process, which can be accomplished with medications, at least some of them. So it builds up endomorphins and this and those type of things, which the body can... those can be ingested in the form of a pill. So and those type of things, one cannot do strenuous exercise because there is a medicinal benefit which can be done with a medicine. Next step over here. If a person wants to take a medication, is there any way that a person could take the medication on Shabbos? So let's say a person takes a tablet that they're supposed to take, and they crush it, and they add it into food before Shabbos, assuming that that's still effective. One can do that because when one takes it on Shabbos, it looks like a regular food. In the same way we said before that one could take a food stuff even for medicinal purposes, this becomes a foodstuff, it becomes part of the food, and it's going to be mutter to take on Shabbos. However, this heter only applies if one added it into the food before Shabbos. A person cannot do that on Shabbos and thereby make it mutter. A few more points about medications. We'll talk about this in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.